right. Well, thank you. We're going to talk a little bit about some correlations between some soil nitrate tests and the Haney soil test. So we've been doing a little bit of work with this. I don't know how many of you are very familiar with the Haney test. I'll just give you a little bit of background because I know Rick Haney, he's with USDA ARS, and it's interesting. Rick started on this, I think he was working on his PhD, and if you want to talk about rejection, Rick knows what rejection is like because he started working on this, and he started to see that if you wetted and dried a soil, that you got a response, and that continued. If you he kept wetting and redrying this, and he started seeing this response to with nitrogen and all these soil health indicators. So they actually, I don't know the whole story that well, he's told me this, but he went and sent this in and he was roundly rejected. So he went back, he was discouraged, and he said, what should I do? And his professor said, well, just keep collecting more data. So that's exactly what he did. And he got this robust set of data from all over the world and he sent it back in again. And he got roundly rejected. They said, it can't be that simple. And then, all of a sudden, the soil health movement started coming, and then they came to him and then begged him to publish his data. And so now he has something like 19 different journal articles on this subject. So it is something, it may be a little bit controversial. It's a little bit different than what we're used to. Let's see if I can, I didn't ask you how to click this. Yeah. Just up and down there, here we go. Well, I'm hitting the up and down arrows. Right?
He showed me.
Oh, this one. Yeah, oh, okay. I don't have my glasses on. I'm sorry about that.
But we like your hat.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm kind of known for this hat anymore. I actually got it from Pennsylvania, but I guess you got to stand out a little bit. So here's where we're doing this Northwest Branch. This is a Hoytville soil, extremely flat, right in the middle of Lake Erie. So I have two more talks today that we're talking this morning. We're going to be talking about some of the environmental issues with Lake Erie and also on my soil health curriculum. But here's our Northwest Branch. It's an alfasol soil, just as flat as a pancake. And these are a heavy clay, very poorly drained soil. So we started doing this on five different soil treatments. So we had some fescue sod. Because we wanted to test to see with these nitrates, we wanted to go to a site that would be low in nitrates and fescue. I don't have all that data. I didn't take too long, but tillage, we went 30% residue with disc chisel. That's very common in our area. I question the 30% residue because some of the tools that we're using now, there's very little residue. And that is causing some problems. I think that's actually aspirating, making our problem worth it in Lake Erie. Just a few facts about nitrogen that go along with that. You know, we've been concentrating on phosphorus, but when we're talking about harmful algae blooms, we're losing 100 times more nitrogen, especially nitrates, into the water, and that's also closely related to these harmful algae blooms. It's that ratio between that. So, but we're concentrating here on the nitrogen. We had red clover, we had the winter peas. The winter peas was actually, and the red clover were actually the two highest, had the most nitrogen in it. And then we also had this multi-species mix. We had some winter peas in there, some sun hemp, some cow peas. We had a little bit of radish, the daikon radish, and the oats. The problem with the multi-species, I don't know if you know, a lot of those will die out. And we've had some very wet weather, so you can imagine simply because we didn't have quite as many winter peas in there, the levels did come down on those treatments. But again, I'm not showing that data. So we were looking at some correlations between the commercial soil nitrate and the Imodium test. That was done by A&L Lab, so that was a commercial lab. And then we went to did the Haney soil test. We did those at Ward Lab. We had four replications, and these are the dates that we tried to do them, okay? So we actually were able to get the May 7th and 8th. We got a very wet period there shortly after May 19th and 20th, and the June. We tried to do mid-July, but it was just way too wet. We had an exceedingly wet year this year. So those were some of the dates that we did. So we did some objectives here. We're to compare and correlate the standard commercial soil test to the nitrate test, to that Haney test. We wanted to do the same thing with ammonia. And then we also wanted to compare and contrast some of the economics of this soil nitrate test. Those are fairly quick, fairly simple, but the Haney test takes a little more time to do all the analysis on, and it's a little bit more expensive. So there are some trade-offs there, and we'll talk about those at the end. So these are the direct correlations that we did between the soil nitrate test and the Ward Lab. The level there on the nitrates, it was 0.74, so it was a positive correlation. That's good. And you might think, well, why wouldn't it be a little bit higher? Well, I think there's a lot of variability in our soils. And the other thing is we did have a lot of wet weather. With the ammonia, it was pretty much right on at 0.93. And again, we're looking at this correlations range from -1 to +1. We actually had, there's several negative correlations also that are going. So here's some of the positive ones between the nitrate test that we found. It's actually more highly correlated to total nitrogen and available nitrogen. And actually very close on mineralizable nitrogen. So all of those had very high positive tests. The soil health index, that's what he's touting this as, and of course that was extremely high. It came out at 0.98. So by putting that sod in there and by putting those different systems in there, you can see that correlates. We were able to show that there is quite a difference in some of these plots, especially amount of nitrogen and the soil health index. So one of the key things on this soil health index is we're really trying to see how many total microbes there are in the soil. And one of the things we've learned is when I talk to my farmers, I tell them that these microbes are like soluble bags of fertilizer. And what we're seeing is anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000 times more microbes where we have a very healthy soil. And that means we have more nitrogen and phosphorus and nutrients that are being recycled. So when we look at the Solvita test, the soil respiration, pretty high relationship there, 0.89, and then the soil test on the organic matter, about 0.87. So those were the positive correlations. And then we were a little surprised here, trying to figure this out a little bit, but there are negative correlations between the commercial nitrate test. It negatively correlated very highly with total fungus biomass and also with the mycorrhizal. We're looking at negative relations there, about 0.93 and 0.9. Not quite sure what to make of that. Still trying to figure out what this all means. We've got this fungal biomass is a negative 0.69 and percent total bacteria negative 0.72. But they were negatively correlated. And again, the only thing I can think of is I'm not quite sure how Haney does all his tests. Maybe what he's looking at is cell death versus those that are alive, and that could be part of what we're seeing here. Correlations between the commercial tests, the ammonia just didn't really show very much. It was positively correlated with total organic carbon, but the percent bacteria was negative. And again, that goes back to the previous slide that showed the same thing with the nitrate. So those were some of the negative and positive correlations with ammonia. Comparison of the total soil test costs. This is the big one here. The soil nitrate test is $11. It's very quick. You can do that ammonia test. You can send it in, get a sample back fairly quickly. You're talking $23.75. With the Haney soil test, it's $50 a sample. However, what else do you get with that Haney test? You get over 60 parameters. And it does take a little bit longer probably to get that test back and to get those. If you need an immediate answer, if we're looking at side dressing our corn, we're putting nitrogen on. The Haney test probably is not going to be fast enough to get that back. 1 minute? Okay. 5 minutes. Okay, good. So benefits of this Haney test, of much more parameters to evaluate. We have the bacteria, you have the fungus, my German tongue cannot say that, actinomycetes, total biomass. There's a lot more microbial diversity. You can get into the protozoa and the nematodes. You've got active carbon. You've got mineralizable carbon. You've got a lot of soil health recommendations. And that's one of the things that I really found interesting about the Haney test. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but he actually gives you your standard soil test, your pH, your phosphorus, your potassium, your calcium, and magnesium. Then he also gives you the nitrate. And then he gives you the economic data. I've never seen this on a soil test before. And the probabilities of that fertilizer addition having a positive effect. For example, he will go through there and say, what if I add 200 pounds of nitrogen? What is the chance that I will have an economic return from that? And if you look at that and it says 10%, how many farmers do you think are going to do that? Now, if you say, well, what if I go with a little bit lower rate of, say, about 100 or 150 pounds, or say, let's just say 100 pounds, your chance of having an economic return on that go up to, like, I'm just making this number up, 85 or 90%, somewhere in that range. So that's something that Rick has done that's a little bit different. And for some people, I think that is really eye-opening to see that. The other thing that he will tell you on there is he will give you different recommendations on what you can do to improve your soil. So you get a lot more information. The cost is double. It is slower. But I think there's some real benefits to this, and we're looking at trying to figure out ways that we can use this. We're kind of using this on a site that I have where we have corn, soybeans, and wheat. We have three different tillage methods. We're doing conventional, no-till, and no-till with a cover. And so we're looking at that. We're keeping them all in the same system, and we're looking at that. We're going to evaluate it over about a 10, 15-year period, keeping it in those systems to see what's going on. So we're taking a lot of measurements off of that. This is a good way to see where we started on our soil health and where we're ending up. So here's the overall conclusions. We have positive correlations between the soil health index. That was the biggest one. All these nitrogen parameters seem to be fairly good. You know, the nitrate was actually probably the lowest here, but again, it is very mobile, and it's also probably a little bit more variable in the soil. Did very good on the Solvita test, soil respiration and organic matter. I will say that the ammonia, as far as what you're going to get out of that, just doesn't look like that's going to be as big of a deal for us. Correlations here. With the nitrate, there were some negative ones, total fungal biomass, the fungus, total fungus biomass, and total bacteria. And then last, just that comparison again, we've already discussed this. The Haney test has twice as much, is twice as expensive, but it does give you a lot more information, and I think it also gives you in-depth recommendations that you just don't get from a typical soil test. So that's kind of my conclusions there.
Questions?
Sure.
Can you go back two slides on your correlations?
Yes.
One more. Okay, so I guess maybe this would help me and maybe there's others. When you say the Haney soil test.
Yes.
Now, Haney has an extraction. He has the H3A extraction.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Haney test.
Okay.
Now there's other stuff that's done, and it depends on the lab you go to. But
right, we did the full. What we did was we did all the full blown all the things with all his recommendations on it. So,
right.
And I have to apologize here. I know you're a lab person. I am not a lab person. So You're going to snow me very quickly. I'm just going to be honest with you. Because this is actually Alan Sundermeyer's data, and I'm helping him out with this, so I'm not quite sure. I know what you're trying to get at. All I know is we did the standard, what you would send in if you just sent it into a lab, and I'll have to go back and look to see what's all on there, and it's not my forte on that. So.
Well, I mean, just when you're looking at the solvita and organic matter,
yeah,
those correlations, I mean, in the Haney soil test, if you go with that, the respiration is done by solvita.
So okay, yeah.
Solvita, I mean, it should be a one. And the organic matter isn't really part of the Haney test. That's part of your standard soil test. And again, that is just going to be compared to another organic matter.
Right. So I guess the only thing I can say for that, you know, what we did is we just went to two different commercial labs. These are the tests. Maybe our terminology, got to remember, I'm not a lab expert. I really ain't. I'm sorry for that. But we were just trying to see how do these things work. And we're just trying to get it. And this is very preliminary data. We only have, 1 year's research here. We're trying to do this over a couple years. So, and you make some very good points. So is this something that you want to put your hat on? No. There's a lot more things. Your research is going to be a lot better. We were just trying to get an idea. Is this something that we could use? And, we looked at how long it took to get the results back. Obviously, it's not something that we're going to be able to do very quickly.
So if you're speaking to a Midwest farmer or an Ohio State farmer, mm-hmm. would mm-hmm. you recommend that they
Get the money? I think if you need that quick test, I think we'll go with the standard. And that's where a lot of our guys are and it changes very quickly sometimes in the soil. We didn't see that much difference, I think, because the temperatures and the weather just didn't allow it. But if you want a quick test, stay with what you're doing. I think what we're looking at is, if you want to do it, say, every couple of years, this Haney test, and you want to get an idea where you're at and what can I do to improve things, I think that's where the benefit of the Haney test is. And that's, I think it's more of a long-term tool than it is a short-term tool. Okay.